Okay, it's Wednesday night. What?
You can still make it.
Yeah, or the Chaf Aleph Kislev Wednesday night. Hashem, you can prepare for a 2-week vacation for me. Okay, we're going to learn this piece now. Shabbos of Chaf Aleph. Everybody have the piece, yeah? Hello, what's the problem? Hello? Daf Samach has that piece, yeah? They should align him, Yerushim Malik, become Velech, Moshe Zahoylech. What is so Samach Tess right there, Simon Kuflam and Bob? So the reasoning, Rav Yosi, Rav Oven, Rav Yosi, Rav Zvido, Chal Omar, Taimid the Beishamai, Keneged Yom HaNechnosim, you're lighting Keneged the days that are still to come, the Taimid the Beishamai, Keneged Yom HaYotzen, which decreased. Time of the Beis Hillel, the Malam Kodesh, Vein Merida, which is an increase. Okay, I can to the Sagamorim board of the Master Mashiach Kalila Neiros. Just assuming we pass on like this. Hello. In a well of the Mahadrin, Menah Mahadrin, Bilavad.
It's a huge difference in the reasons, right? And one reason is like basically a counter, and the other one is like is not even understandable.
Okay, but we're not going into that now.
Okay.
You're right, the reasons seem to be, they're not, one seems to define, okay, what's this? We're not going into it. Anakim Bazaar, Asha Paisik or Amar, Tetzleinu, Noagu Shlola Hadlik, Nair Lanair. So light with a shamish, but they so that let's say the light goes out, you're in the middle of lighting Hanukkah lift, and the match goes out, the light on the shamish goes out. You want to light from one candle to the next, they're both mitzvah candles. Normally, we don't allow use of the mitzvah candle, but here it's for another mitzvah, another nair. Or some say even to use an intermediary. But anyway, at Slater says there are more Nogu Shalola Hadlik in there. Why?
Ashkenazim?
What?
Ashkenazim? At Slater means Ashkenazim?
Yeah. Shener Rishon Iker. The first one you light, you've done the Iker HaMitzvah. Ashkenazim Rakhidur. Because they're not really equal. Not mitzvah mitzvah, it's mitzvah hidur. Ayin sham. Umashum in Dvorov, but the mashmos is the bechol ner chanukah mechal kina. The rak mashamadik barishonim akaimin bo ikar mitzvah vanishorim, all the other ones hidur mi'alma. Sounds like you don't say that now I'm doing tonight's mitzvah with three neiros, but I'm doing the mitzvah with one and the hiddur with the others. That's how the Ramah seems to be looking at it.
Is he not saying do one neir for the Hanukkah as opposed to one each night? One
there. He's saying you can't be madlik miner l'ner from the first to the others. Right. The first one is the ikar hamitzvah, and the others are a hiddur.
Oh, it's after from the first one to the other one.
Yes. So he says the simple, the first shlav is to say that you could say that you're doing it by oifen mehudar, so the mitzvah is being done by lighting three candles. The ikar mitzvah is being done by lighting three candles. You see that the Ramah is not looking at it that way. He's looking at it that you're doing the ikar mitzvah with one. Below Amrinu Da'afta Medina Sagi B'ner Achas, but he's doing it for Oifan Mehudar with three. Imad L'Tfei Mekayim and Mekulu HaMitzvah. Rak Mechalkina and Kamoisha Kosov. The Ramah, at least, seems to hold. The Rishayna Iker. The Iduch Rak Hidur. V'lachayna Imad L'Ika and Me'iker L'Hidur. Chaymash Menami Medivu Rabbeinu Agra. The Biuro. Shepolig Al HaMechaber. It's a different idiot now. The Groh comes to be Cholik on the Mechaber. The Sfirulei, the Mechaber holds. Shemadlik and Belaila Harishon and Ner HaYosu Yemini, the most right. Uvelel Beis, Yivorech Al HaNosov. This is really our minig. You go to the left one, which was the Ner Nosov, and then we go to the right.
Is the person's facing?
Well, the way he's facing, the way he would like the menorah. Yeah. Umalel beis yivarech al hanosav shehu yosef smoli today lahafnos liyamin, so that you should be mekayim kolpino shatapone lo yehu elo liyamin. You're supposed to move to the right. V'chein b'leil gimel tomin mevarech al hanosav. Balzeh tomei hagra. Now the gra argues with the Mechaber. Why? The Kaimalon, the Ikara Mitzvah, the Tefach HaSomach LePesach. The closer you are to the door, the more that would be the Ikara HaMitzvah. The closer you are to the doorway. Vimkein B'makdim HaNosof, if you light the leftmost one first, Kiyem Guf HaMitzvah, Shalo Kineged HaPesach.
We put him in from right to left.
That's the teacher that in school. That doesn't matter. We're talking about when you're doing
the grind matters.
No, it doesn't. We don't care how you set up the neiros.
What's the grind conscious?
He's saying that he's assuming it's set up that when you that you're lighting further away, you have to have a picture of how the grah understands the menorah to be set up. Probably it's set up that perpendicular to the doorway. Perpendicular. And the menorah set up jutting out into Rishu Sarabi. Yeah. So the first one is the closest to the door. And then as you go out to the left, you're moving away from the Pesach. That's probably the Groh. That seems to be how the Groh viewed it. And then the Groh has a kasha, therefore, according to his way of viewing it. So the Ikar Mitzvah is closest to the door. So why should you light the added Nair first and have that be the Ikar Mitzvah if that's not Keneged HaPesach? He also might have had it going into the doorway, and the person is facing the street. If the person's facing the street, then again, his left is away from the doorway. If it goes into the doorway, if it's perpendicular to the wall, if it's parallel to the street, and it goes into the length of the doorway.
Which side of the door is it on?
And right, you're facing out. No, let's assume it's on the left side walking in. of course, the Kevin Leva. But the person is lighting from the inside, looking out.
It's on the right side of the door. The mezuzah is on the other side.
Right, so his right is the closest to the Pesach.
And when he starts over here,
and his left, right. However,
it's still within a tefach. Why is it still within a tefach?
It is because you're supposed to do as maybe you are, maybe you're not. Depends on your menorah, but your kapponim, you're supposed to be as close to the door as possible. So the gra, again, I don't want to get bogged down in this because he wants to be madly at a different point. However, the gra had the menorah position. You'll figure it out yourself. But he's looking at a position where the closest to the door is the rightmost nair, and if you start with the left and move to the right, which is what the Mechaber says to do, the Gra had it positioned, the Gra's picture of the menorah was positioned in a way that if you move to the right, because you're Mekayim, Kolpino Shatapone, Lo Yu Eli Yamin, so you're going to start off with the one that's further away from the door. If it juts out into the width of your Pesach and you're facing inside, then obviously the Gra makes no sense, because then by moving from left to right but then it didn't make sense what you did the first night.
I see it's metallic between the candles.
He
see there's a difference between the first candle
Let's say you light on your windowsill. So you're looking out. You forget about the idea of Tzomach LePesach. But when you light from the windowsill, we light on the inside looking out. And when you go from left to right, you're in the position of the person standing inside looking out into the street. So let's say you light by your door. So you would also light like that. You're inside looking out into the street. And if the menorah is going into the rochav of your Pesach, that's how the Gra saw it. So if you're on the inside looking out, the more left you are, the further you are away from the Pesach, from the Amud, from the post, from the mezuzah, of the doorpost. So that's the Gra's kasha. The Gra's kasha again on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying what governs is, well, the Mechaber says two things. Well, one thing, but the Gra assumes he means something else also. The Mechaber says you light on the new one every night. The new one, Ner HaNoisef. Nobody says because they were half asleep, man. He says the reason is because you want to be Mekayim, Kolpino Shatapona Lo Yehu Eli Yamin. That's the Mechaber. So the girl says if you go from left to right, then you're starting, here's the Hadgosha that he wants to talk about. Then you're starting more away from the Pesach. Imagine a guy on the inside looking out and he's starting from his left. So he's that much further away from the Pesach. And then here's the point. And the girl says, so you're doing the Ikka Mitzvah more away from the Pesach. Valzeh Tomei HaGrozot Zalda Kaimu HaVikar HaMitzvah B'Tefach HaSomach LePesach V'Kein B'Maktim HaNoyis Of Kiyam Guf HaMitzvah Shavuot Shenegan HaPesach. So you see in the Gra also what we saw in the Ramah, by the Ramah saying, Ain Madlikim Ner Lener, because the first one is the Ikar Mitzvah, the other one is the Hiddur, that when you light three on the third night, it seems to be that you're not doing the Ikar HaMitzvah with three instead of with one. And that's an oifen mehuder to do the mitzvah. But you're lighting one and you're doing the ikka mitzvah. And then you're lighting the other two to do the hiddur. I would add that would explain if you start singing an Eres Halalu after you light one. If the pshat is you're doing the mitzvah with three, then you really would not be allowed to be mafsik until you lit all three. Because the bracha is going on all three. But since the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and I think that's commonly done, is that we start singing most Aneris Halalu after one. So the Chari, that would also bring out this point that we're doing Ikar Mitzvah with one, and the others are hidden. Vaniya Saiti, he says, Nira, the hachakira to clear yanoi sofen nisharu lehidur me'alma oi mekaimen nami buhu guf ha-mitzvah toli batam shetrichin lo-hoisuf mevuar b'sugya. So he goes into the reasons of the sugya. Dinei b'shatam and neshamalim b'koydesh kulu k'chodom mekaimen b'kulu guf ha-mitzvah yatam leheke yomam anachrasim ha-yoytzen Mikra din sagi be'echad viduch ikram leheker v'shabi yifonu glachashibi kol kach kol ikram. That's his first suggestion. Shabti v'reisi shemidina ulai gam haramov hagra modu shemekaimim b'kulu ha-mitzvah. Maybe they also agree that pshat is on doing the mitzvah with three.
I'm sorry. I just want to hear. How many reasons did he hook up to that? So far, Malin Bekodesh would mean it's all one.
Malin Bekodesh would say that it's just that it's it's a story. Maybe Malin Bekodesh. So you're doing the mitzvah in a more holy way. That would have them be all the mitzvah neiros, and heker would be just heker. It's obviously not mukhar.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Let's move on.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he says now as follows: Shalti v'rizu shemedina ulaygam aramav hagra modu shemekaimin b'hu kulu hamitzvah umedina gam laramav shori laharchig lahadlik zemizeh v'rak laharchoka ba'alma nogu lahachmer. Shema yomru dolo chashivi kol kach v'shori lahadlik zeh mizeh v'yativu nami derishus. You don't really know what the Ramah's reason is, even though, I don't know, the Ramah says pretty mefarish that it's because the first one's the ikra mitzvah and the other ones are just the hiddur. That's what the Ramah says. So I don't know why he's doing this. Okay,
because my brother saw the Yishlam in the Moedah. He's only saying it as a harachah.
The Ramah says pretty clearly what it's reason. Because my brother saw the Yishlam in the Moedah shachakach. Shema lekulu mekayim bekulu ha-mitzvah. Rek l'day da'ina k'day l'kayim mitzvah shaloi behidr barishayna. No.
In the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, the first, the halacha and the mechaber is Mahadim and Mahadim. He starts out at the beginning of the halacha, Mahadim and Mahadim. He doesn't like start with Neri Shabeso and then go up and go up.
Okay, so what was your point?
Just like you see from the mechaber, really everybody's listening to Mahadim and Mahadim.
What is your point? What does that do with what we're learning?
Oh, because, so you see that, that all of them are, okay, all of them are the mitzvah.
Okay, let's go back.
Hey, well, I don't know why it's a theory. It could be Iker, the first candle could be Iker, the other candle is supposed to be Kima Mitzvah. That's necessarily a stira.
Well,
a hither.
Okay, think about it. This is all to stimulate your mind. You want to think about a Hanukkah instead of just playing drag or poker, whatever you play. Marty Lar kind of roar on the floor. Mashiach early Hashana b'mei Hanukkah. For I do the not kind of long comes to Eidu Zokah. Well, he's a funny kind of a shayla. He's saying, wait a second. If you're not mechuyev to be chayzer umadlik, so you're really using the oil for a non-mitzvah purpose. That's what he calls it, a non-mitzvah purpose. Ve'ech yidlak oipav she'kova she'ein mitzvah. Hashem is hooked to the mitzvah song. For the mitzvah's near Chanukah. So he says, page Ayin. hidr mitzvah lahachar lahadlik. I don't know what gives him the right to call it hidr mitzvah. Who said? No. Kivavur b'tasim etofresh ayin gimel b'shem marshal.
What would the rabbi answer that differently?
But when I answer, I don't know, I would say, come on.
Gosh, it is variety.
You know, it's hooked so for whatever. Let's say you have enough oil there to burn for more than a half hour. So you're going to say that part of the oil is hooked to the mitzvah, so that part. You know, you're doing the mitzvah with the oil. I would say, when I answer, I would answer that Ein Zokaklam means by definition that you're not mechuyev to. But if you do it, you're doing a mitzvah. I wouldn't call it hider, I would call it you're doing a mitzvah. The very words Ein Zokaklam could mean, I'm thinking now it doesn't have to mean that. There's a funny lashon, Ein Zokaklam. It could mean you're not mechuyev to light, but if you do, you're doing a mitzvah. Or it could be a zokakla. It's also a lashon of, like you could, you know, you forget about it. Like it's funny, the lashon might mean, you know, not you're not mechuyev in the sense you're not mechuyev, but you could. But a zokakla means like don't worry about it. Kafsa, don't worry about it. A zokakla, don't worry. Anyway, let's see what he says. That's why it's such a wonderful sefer to learn. I wouldn't do it again, but like. Can argue with every paragraph.
That's bad.
So he calls it, he decides to call it a hidder mitzvah. But he's also saying, I don't know, a hidder, I would say, you're not mechuyev to, but if you do it, you're getting a mitzvah. But he decides to call it a hidder mitzvah.
Mitzvah.
He decides to call it.
You're already yotzei mitzvah.
So you're not mechuyev to do more. But you could. If you want to, you're doing the tachos on mitzvah. You're having it burn for a half hour, even though you're not mechuyev to it. Certain technicality happens that you're not mechuyev to, but if you do, it's certainly
you
doing the mitzvah. Yeah. What is it? So he calls it hidder mitzvah. What?
Is there something on the facade to what you're saying? A person puts something in your tongue to feed.
The person what?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam. Is that an
itzah
for them as well, or is
that
just...
Whoa, it depends why he's doing it. There's some people that put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin because they want to be machmir, and it's like they're considering the possibility that according to Rashi, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, they weren't yotzei the mitzvah tefillin, and they put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin to make sure they yotzei the mitzvah tefillin because it's inconceivable to them. And so I'm imagining, I don't know, some people say, look, certainly following Rashi, and I was Jason Mitzvah already, but you know, hidden Mitzvah, you're not going to tell someone.
What do you think of the hidden Mitzvah?
I don't know. I don't know what to call it. And the hidden Mitzvah, you know, he's using the term very loosely, so I don't know. You know, I have the same question with a different Rabbeinu Tam. 72-minute Rabbeinu Tam. Some people keep 72 minutes as a big machmer, like Rabbeinu Tam Shita. You know, like it's really awesome to be welcome before that. And some people say, look, you know, especially in Eretz Yisrael, we pass them like the Gra. But, you know, okay, listen, it's say Sefer Shabbos anyway, with a white guy, I'll keep Shabbos another couple minutes. So the Nafkamina is, let's say, I always held the Nafkamina is
Hanukkah.
Maybe Hanukkah, and maybe also if you could on Erev Shabbos, if you Mekabel Shabbos early, there's no question you could tell someone that wasn't Mekabel Shabbos to do Malacha. But what about Matzoy Shabbos before Rabbeinu Tam? So to the person who Rabbeinu Tam is like the tzak that he shouldn't be allowed to tell someone who doesn't keep him in a time to do malacha. When I moved to Eretz Israel, I've never done malacha before.
If you're holding it, like you're shooting, you can't
Well, you could always, okay, you're right. You're right, maybe, but you can always make Havdalah even from plug. The oven, so you would be yoitz, but you wouldn't want to move the candle because it's muktzah. When I moved there, although I've never done melacha before 72, I know. Baruch Hashem, I keep to it. But I remember, like, thinking to myself when I moved to Eretz Yisrael that here, really, the Ikra didn't like to grow. And I'm really keeping here on the Thomas of Chumra, Ba'alma, not. But on Hanukkah, I do not, though I keep it better on Hanukkah too. Because I don't light the candle until it's after 72. Although, so again, that would also, like you said, it depends on like what's my mindset when I keep him in the top. So Al Kaponim is saying here, he's calling it a hidden mitzvah to light again. Even the shorish ha'osur ha'isur when they should to a mitzvah. And mishtavish b'al hidden mitzvah mikvi the mitzvah of a shorish. Vasi shaber ha'adam ha'tikin otan she'kos ha'sheshmiz ha'mitzvah. I guess, I mean, that's what I'm saying also, but I'm not calling it hidden mitzvah. Again, there's two ways to interpret Ein Zokuk law. It can mean, don't bother, or it can mean, you know, Mechuyu. Omnom Ein Zabor, Sheyesh Mitzvah. The Mashmol Saloshan, Ein Zokuk law, Haidu Shein Zegab Hidder. That's because he's understanding Ein Zokuk law means walk away. Which sometimes it's used in that way. Like, don't bother with it anymore. Or you can really interpret it, and you're not mechuyev to light it again. Like an ambiguous lashon. So he's saying, ain't zokaklos mashma, ain't bezegam hider. Pchei mashma begemara, psilus v'shmonim, shomuch ha-cholam, ain't malikim ba, b'shabes malikim ba, mechanika, because kofsa ain't zokaklos, the less long the mecha, she is sakrin b'shabes. The inema sheyesh adayin mitzvah mishum hider, avol al mecha shemiyir to lekayim mishum hider, and who want to do something on Shabbos? Malkei Nira, he concludes sheim b'zeh mitzvah. Rav Yochanan Nira the Bezman Hazeh sheim adlikim b'chutz. If that's the case, I guess this is when he was in South Africa, not when he was in Eretz Yisrael. Rak v'royim b'shas adloka ikir b'shumim nisa. Shuvain mitzvah the sacking shekovsa. Why? I don't know why. Why? Why? I don't know. Why? 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 3 half hours. Mishuminisa. What the tikshi heich shori b'tzul mitzvah to b'loy l'kibu yishayna mitzvah klal. Shuvar isi shekusha dilo meikar lasa. That's such a good question in the first place. Shuvah b'tzul mitzvah so enu ela isr hanah. Avul imadlik v'enu nene shori. The whole question is not a question because person's not getting hanah from the nair, he's lighting it. There's no hukzul mitzvah says you can't benefit from it, a personal benefit. Set aside to the mitzvah, l'chein be'esrik. Ve'elam lo shemanu she'osur l'israel for esrik. L'chanami b'shem of the nair chanukah, hukzul mitzvah says shalom yonos b'menah. Avol im chayzer u'madlik ein anena klal shori, v'lekel l'meichesh midi.
The end of Hanukkah,
the
minhag, burn everything.
Yeah, the minhag, yes, to burn it, to make sure you don't benefit from it. The end of Mufarshim and Mitzvahsi, Shavikar HaKushya, Kidmani HaKadmo, Misefer Ozerua, the Chuschanaka, then he asks, how could you light it again? Umak Shinami, Kidvarenu, Hei Shari, Lahadik, Shikazav, Hutzul, and Mitzvahsi, Mitzvahsi, Shemadlik, Tolvasa. Kavunasa Nirish, Hei Shemadlik, Tolvasa. L'chein shari. Odoch is tremendous like the man diem in the zokok law ain't osur hano, ain't osur hano. The price of she'oisa b'shekovso is really the zokok law. No. We'll see. Okay, the whole chesh.
Ain't osur hano, but ain't zokok.
That's what he wants to say. That man diem holds no osur hano.
You know, it's really a pretty heavy hitter, man.
Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, interesting stuff. Again, it's stimulating the mind.